Canadians. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, I guess not, right? you know, Johnny's one of those kids that you know, that we brought up from the junior team because we knew that we were going to need, you know, second base help this year. And early on, he kind of struggled a little bit because he hasn't played second base before. He actually likes playing the outfield. And but we put him at second base. We brought him in tonight after we pulled our starter and put him in there, put him out at second base. And he's been struggling with his hitting a little bit, but he's been getting better every game. And it was just, what a confidence booster. I mean, just for him, I mean, you could just see the excitement. When I saw the ball go over the fence, my thought was, make sure you touch all the bases. And when you get that excited like that, you could just see him all, running all the way around. He was just pumped. And it's a big boost for his confidence, especially against, you know, a pitcher like Lancor. I mean, that, you know, he throws hard. He's a great pitcher for Escanaba. So, I mean, that it does... It was a confidence booster, not only for Johnny, but also for the team in the dugout.
Well, and you could just see it, and you were in it, obviously, over there. But, I mean, when he comes by third base, and you know, of course, Carson's there, and they're just, I mean, basically knocked him over with a hug. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you remember for more than just one run, don't you?
Absolutely. That's a confidence booster that goes four, five, six games down the road, especially for Johnny being, like I said, a younger player on the team. I mean, that boosts his confidence to the point now where he's going to be a little bit more confident at the plate every time he goes up there because he knows that, number one, he can hit the ball hard and he can hit it out if he got the right pitch and the right timing. So I'm so happy for him.
You know, Trevor and Mason really battled tonight. Those Escanaba hitters, you know, they take a lot of pitches. They foul off a lot of pitches. But your two pitchers were able to get them to strand nine base runners in six innings, and that's a lot of guys.
It's digging deep, really, at that point in the game. Trevor, you know, I don't think he had his best stuff tonight. He pitched better. I thought he pitched better in the game against Manitowoc in the rain.
Yeah, right.
You know, but he did what he had to do. He worked through the order. We worked him through twice through that top of the order, through three innings. And I just said, you know, we're going to switch right here. I can't. He was struggling with his control a little bit in his positioning tonight. And so I said, we got to try something else. We had all our arms available. So we're not going to, you know, let him go through that top of the order the third time. And we've done that in other games, and it's come back to bite us. So, you know, but he did a great job. He held everybody in check as much as he could and got the outs when we needed them. But our defense stepped up and made some plays. We had a nice big double play there late in the game, too. And then Mason coming in, he did a great job, too. He kind of struggled with his control there in the last inning and a half. But our defense made some plays, and that's what kind of sealed the deal. They did just enough tonight.
But, you know, it's not only Johnny. I mean, you know, Tyler Darvigray put that two-out, two-run single. I mean, you guys took advantage of your situations, and Escanaba didn't. I mean, that was a big hit. And Tyler had struggled against Hunter in the first meeting over in Escanaba. And to get that hit with two outs brings in two runs. I mean, that's big.
Well, Tyler's a gamer. He really is. And that's why he's batting leadoff. You know, he's another one of those he's a younger player, brought him up from the junior team, and he belongs up there. He belongs on our senior squad. But he's a gamer. And anything you ask him to do, he will go out there and do it, and he does it to the best of his ability. And he sees the ball well, and that's why we have him in that leadoff position. And when the pressure's on, you know, Tyler can make a play.
So now we don't have any games for a while.
No, now we get to sit around for another long weekend. You know, and that's okay. You know, the kids right now, I mean, after starting 0-4, we've won, what, four of the last five games.
Okay.
So it's a big confidence booster. This game was big for their confidence, especially heading into a long weekend and a long rest. We won't come back to practice until Monday now, but we're going to see Escanaba next Wednesday night over there. And then we got a doubleheader the night before that and a doubleheader the day after that. So it's good for their confidence. They'll be ready. They'll be rested again as we head into next week.
Yeah, that's a big – you know, when you have Marquette, Escanaba, and Menominee back-to-back-to-back, we're going to go from playing one game in 2 weeks, basically, to probably a couple of very intense baseball games.
It's going to be, you know, five games in 3 days. Yeah. You know, and like I said, it is Marquette's going to bring their best. You know, we know they got arms. You know, in Escanaba, it's always Escanaba and Gladstone's always fun, but Menominee, you know, they may not have the best program right now, but they're going to come here, and we still got to play. You know, the season kind of grinds on here. We're past the midway point, and I told the guys, I said, keep your eye on the prize at the end of the season. We'll just get better each game, and we'll be focused and we'll be healthy as we head into next week.
Well, We'll see you next week. I think we'll be back in Escanaba Wednesday night. I think I might show up for that one.
I'll bet you are. I'm sure we're all looking forward to it.
Okay, Scott.
Thanks, Jack.
Scott.